This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 11th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the weather remains pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is comfortably warm, while Haifa sees mild sunlight throughout the day. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Walla reports that an Iranian newspaper linked to Tehran's regime threatens Prime Minister Netanyahu and former U.S. President Trump, depicting them as assassination targets. Also, Ynet reports that this morning the IDF is preparing for a prolonged presence in Lebanon as Hezbollah regroups under a ceasefire. Despite recent strikes, no withdrawal orders have been given. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, the Supreme Leader of Iran pledges to avenge his father's death following an explosion at a nuclear facility near Tehran. The leader insists that revenge is necessary. Separately, JNS reports that Israel has eliminated 2,561 terrorists involved in the October 7th invasion. A special unit continues to pursue those responsible for the attack. And finally, the Times of Israel notes that four settlers have been detained for allegedly attacking a CNN crew in the West Bank town of Sinjil. The journalists were en route to a site tied to a previous incident. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a political analyst, commented just minutes ago on the lack of condemnation for Israeli settlers harassing a U.S. congressman questioning the motives of those involved. Al Arabiya English shared earlier today about Prince Harry's participation in a charity event involving goat yoga, supporting children who lost parents in the British Armed Forces. The Israel Defense Forces posted recently about striking a Hezbollah site in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah was transferring anti-tank missiles, and the strike resulted in secondary explosions, confirming weapons were inside. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the threat from Tehran. Walla reports that Al-Moshari, a newspaper associated with the Iranian regime, has depicted Israeli and U.S. leaders as assassination targets. This development highlights escalating tensions between Iran and these nations. The implications could further strain diplomatic relations. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, Ynet informs us that the IDF remains stationed despite a ceasefire, preparing for a long-term presence. Recent strikes in southern Lebanon have not prompted a withdrawal, signaling Israel's intent to maintain pressure on Hezbollah. This reflects ongoing regional instability. Meanwhile, the Supreme Leader of Iran has vowed revenge for his father's death amid the recent explosion near Tehran. According to Israel Hayom, this statement comes amid ongoing tensions over Iran's nuclear ambitions. The commitment to retaliate could heighten regional tensions. In related developments, JNS reports on Israel's efforts to eliminate terrorists from the October 7th invasion. The special unit has successfully targeted over 2,500 individuals. This mission underscores Israel's resolve to address security threats decisively. Finally, the Times of Israel highlights the detention of settlers accused of attacking CNN journalists in Sinjil. This incident raises concerns about press freedom and safety in conflict zones. The situation remains tense in the West Bank. On the economic front, first. From Israel Hayom Business, the CEO of the Ministry of Interior, Israel Ozen is spearheading reforms to reduce bureaucracy in local governance. These changes come amid the ongoing conflict and aim to streamline administrative processes. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Exodigo, an Israeli company, has acquired V&A to enhance its AI infrastructure capabilities. This acquisition strengthens Exodigo's position in complex utility and transportation project mapping. And finally, CTEC reports that Matrix, an IT group, is expanding its defense activities by acquiring 80% of Leor Energy for $24 million. This move aims to integrate software and cyber capabilities with defense operations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.